This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
But every time I, like once a week, I guess, I don't know if I forget or what, but I try to like, oh man, what is the playoff schedule going to look like? Oh, it's so fire. It's fire. It is that Friday. I think they start on the 20th. That Friday at like 5 is one of the first round games. Saturday the 21st. Three first round games. Oh man, it's gonna be fire. And then you get to the next round, they got a game on New Year's Eve. That's the quarterfinal. And then three quarterfinal games on New Year's Day. It's just fantastic. Fantastic.
Did you see what Prime said yesterday?
I saw part of what he said.
He's got the kickstand down. They asked him about, because, you know, we looked at this. There's going to be some openings in the NFL. The Jets are obviously looking for a coach. There's going to be a lot of movement in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The Jets are looking for a coach. Aaron Rodgers is very clearly, especially after that report that came out yesterday, Aaron Rodgers is done. And the Giants are completely resetting. So it's like the whole state of New York football is starting all over again.
Except for Buffalo.
Daniel Jones is out. That's right. Buffalo is, in fact, in New York. It's in the part of New York no one cares about.
That's right.
It's in the part of New York no one wants
to
go to.
Turn it into Canada already and get it over with, bro.
Might as well. Might as well. Great fans,
Toronto
though.
For Buffalo.
Great fans, though. The Giants are resetting. Like, they're going to be looking for a head coach. They're going to be looking for a new quarterback. Antonio Pierce may be out. We know that the Raiders are going to be looking for a quarterback. Doug Peterson is probably out in Jacksonville. And that was just a quick scan. Mm-hmm. Deion was asked about going to the NFL, and you going to ask me that with my AD in here? And he goes, I got my kickstand down. Y'all might not know what that means, but that means I'm resting. I got my kickstand down. What he didn't say is, I'm not leaving Colorado. Mm-hmm. What he didn't say is, I'm not going to entertain other job offers. Mm-hmm. He said, I got my kickstand down, implying he's comfortable and he's relaxed in Colorado.
Right.
He did not say he's not leaving Colorado. Truth be told, it wouldn't matter if he did. Mm-hmm. But he didn't say that, and his remark only marginally implied it, but not really. Mm-hmm. Deion's going to be getting a lot of phone calls this offseason. Not just because of Deion, but because of Shador.
Right.
His phone's going to be ringing a lot.
Does he make that move this offseason, do you guys think?
There's no better time to make
it. Kind of getting louder, too.
Yeah, there's no better time to make it than this offseason. But
I don't think he should.
Why not?
I don't think he wants to mess with the NFL. I read something about him in Times Change. Money changes everything. But when he was asked, I think a couple years ago or so, about the NFL, he's like, it's not for me. Like, it's a different ball game. You're dealing with, we talked about this last week, but you're dealing with grown-ass men.
Right.
As opposed to young students. And it's just students. It's just it's different. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just completely different. And he said, I'm not really interested into that. Money changes things. Having an opportunity to coach your son changes things. But I think what he has at Colorado is that's perfect for him. That is
what do you mean? Like what do you, when you say what he has, what
he
do you
can,
mean?
He can recruit. He's not really at a place where like everything he kind of does is gravy. So it's not national championship or bust. He's not at one of those, not at Alabama. You know, he can get you to the Big 12 title game and this is great. You know what I mean? He's got carte blanche to do whatever he wants at that school. Like he's the man. I think it's a great setup for him. I wouldn't, if I were him, if I was advising him, I wouldn't leave. I'd keep it right there. But the question was, does he? I don't know. I do not know.
Roddy threw it in the chat. Does he just go to Florida State next year? And Shadur just goes to the NFL?
Florida State
changes, like the whole thing about expectations and stuff like that. Kind of changes. I wonder what your resources are. Because right now he's getting...
Florida State's going to have all the resources in the world.
He is, but he's getting everything he needs right now. He gets players from everywhere.
Yeah, but now you're going to Florida. You're recruiting. You could potentially recruit a whole... And the money is going to be grossly different.
The money's going to be different, but there's a potential that you got to start messing with the SEC boys. As far as like Florida State get
it's Deion Sanders.
I want
it's Deion Sanders.
Stay in the Big 12 and get an automatic bid every year.
It's Deion Sanders. He'll get the players. Imagine Deion coming to your house, sit down and talk with Jasmine about Reese the star wide receiver.
Reese gone. I'll sign a letter and send for him. He gone.
See?
Wherever private.
How many people think like you though?
I think a lot of people.
And they gonna pay Reese too? Well, because Uncle D-Lo is going to negotiate a nice little NIL for him.
Yeah, man.
At the low price of 2.5%.
We got to make sure you're taken care of. Everybody taken care of. I would stay at Colorado. I wouldn't fool Florida State. I wouldn't fool Florida State.
Rank Colorado. Well, I feel like Colorado's number one, but I guess I'm just trying to get your gauge. Ohio State versus the NFL. Florida State versus the NFL.
Colorado, NFL, Florida State.
Colorado, man. Okay.
Because now you're dealing with, like right now, at least for the time being, expectations are really, like everything is awesome right now.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing at Colorado.
It's a movie?
Yeah, song, there's no.
Trolls?
Everything is awesome. Lego movie.
Is it Trolls? What is it?
Lego movie.
Lego. Okay, thank you.
Lego Ninjago. Great movie. Fantastic movie.
I believe you.
But, you know, it's all good. You go to Florida State, you better win. You better win. And I don't know, like I said, you got to deal with them SEC boys. And I know Deion can get them, but you still got to deal with them. I don't know if Florida State got all the resources in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they got enough more money than Alabama, do they? Or Georgia?
More money than Alabama? No, more money than
Georgia. They got a lot. They got more than Colorado.
Probably comparable.
They got more than Colorado. But LSU get involved now too. You fighting money wise with those. Then you fighting with Texas. You can compete. You know, when you talk about getting these kids, you can absolutely compete because you're Deion. But it's different than getting some of these kids from Florida and then getting the entire West Coast. Like, you can get all the West Coast. You can get all the Midwest, too, going to Colorado, because you got that. I'd go to the NFL before I go to Florida State. if you're going to leave Colorado.
Okay.
Do you think he leaves?
I actually don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think he does. But I think the noise is going to be loud. Mm-hmm. And I think the phone's going to ring. Mm-hmm. And I think he might have some meetings that are rather public.
I think there's a check you cut large enough that'll get him.
I also think it all depends on that 18th week of the season. Mm. Who winds up at like 1, 2, and 3? Yeah. And where does Shador fall in all of that? And the chances of that 1, 2, or 3 having a coaching vacancy is probably pretty high.
Mm. I wonder.
I didn't even say Eberflus.
Yeah.
Though you're not drafting a quarterback there. You're looking for a coach.
Might draft Travis. I wonder if he wouldn't, if he couldn't get them both in the same place, would he not want to, would he not want to not coach the other one, right? So what I mean by that is Travis and Shador, Travis obviously isn't his son, but he loves him like a son. Shador is his son. I think he's talked about it. The perfect situation, find a way where they both play in the same place. If you can find a way where they both play in the same place, I think he'd go to the NFL. But if it's like, man, we could get Shador, but we can't swing another trade to get Travis, and Travis has to go to Chicago, would he want to leave one of them? Or vice versa. We could get Travis, but we can't get Shador. He's too far away. We can't make a trade. Would he want to leave one of them?
I'll go to Dallas with Travis Hunter.
Go work for Jerry, huh?
You know, the other thing about somebody also brought up, Dak has a no-trade clause. So they would have to trade Dak, and Dak would have to agree to it, and they would get pretty much nothing back.
That's funny.
So
that man is not going to go coach that dumpster fire.
I don't.
That team is nowhere near getting better.
Yeah,
they're not.
I kind of agree.
They have big, big problems. Big problems that I don't think are going to be fixed this offseason, because I don't know if Jerry knows they have problems.
They got to sign Micah.
Yeah.
That's even more money.
Yeah.
The fact that Jerry Jones is surprised at how the season has gone just shows that they're just done until he's doing something else.
There's so much that football team needs.
Well, settle down. Settle down, Jesse. I don't really appreciate you taking those shots. I can get somebody else to produce. I can get another producer if those are the things you're going to say to me. I can get another producer. I went to Morton's, but we're not going to do that.
Jerry, you don't pay me. So there's that.
Well, I don't really have a comeback for that, but just know that I want to win a Super Bowl so bad that it's just eat me up inside. Me and Jamie Foxx watching.
Pause.
Me and Jamie Foxx out here.
Let's let Jerry stop it.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Kyle Shannon, you want to clean this up?
No. Really? Really? You've been back for 5 minutes and this is what we're doing?
Well, I mean, Travis, he's a great player and stuff. You know, and, you know, it's just one of those things where if we did, you know, have a chance to get Travis Hunter, you know, that'd be great. You know, and, you know, Grant, put your hand down. You're a jackass. I'm not talking to you. And, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, and stuff. And, you know, we're just going to fight hard to the end.
Thank you, Kyle.
No, good. Welcome back.
I'm excited to be back.
Great.
More impersonations.
All right. Dallas. Well, there's probably I don't know if Carolina is going to look for an opening look for a coach. Oh, I forgot. New Orleans has an opening.
What about
New York?
They
already fired their coach.
New Orleans might mess around.
Yeah,
keep
both
that
New
guy
Yorks
out.
Will be open.
New Orleans might mess around and keep that guy, especially if they go on a little bit of a run.
Yeah.
They might get the AP situation going on. I'm not saying it's right.
No, good luck, guys. Yeah, good luck. I mean,
they are playing for the guy.
Yeah, I think one game or is it two?
Two.
It's two. Okay.
Beat Atlanta and then beat Cleveland. Ask me how I know, because Red Zone wouldn't turn the damn game off.
I think Cleveland's on tomorrow. I think Cleveland's Thursday night football.
Yeah.
Now I'm stuck in the Cleveland. Giants.
Huh?
If Deion's going to a team, I think it's the Giants.
You don't think so? He's not going to
that. Why not?
What if they could draft Shadur? He's not going to let him go to New York.
New GM, though. It'll be a whole new GM, new front office or whatever. Like there's a reason why they're going to Tommy DeVito instead of their backup quarterback.
Is New York on the list?
That's true. The list of what? I don't know. Because the list was all of the teams that he played for.
Yeah, I don't even know how real the list was.
Like, it was Baltimore, Washington, Dallas, Atlanta. It was every San Francisco. It was every team he was ever on.
Yeah, except for the Raiders. The Raiders, right.
And then someone was breaking down when Shador tweets, thank you, God.
Every loss.
Was it every Raiders loss?
Yeah.
What if the Giants owner's like, yeah, Deion, come here. You can help us work. Hire your GM or whatever. We're going to draft Shador. We're New York, so it's big time.
I mean, the idea of coaching your son, it might be too much.
What you're saying makes sense. Makes sense.
Because like I said, them going to Tommy DeVito and not Drew Lock doesn't make sense at all. Like, you're just tanking now at this point.
Poor Drew Lock.
Number two
quarterback on the depth chart. And they're like, yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, we're going to go over here.
Meanwhile, does that explain why Jerry doesn't play Trey Lance?
Nothing Jerry does is explainable. Absolutely nothing.
Jerry probably doesn't play Trey Lance because he might not be better than Cooper Rush.
I'd like to see it. Jeez. I'd like to see it.
Too bad, buddy.
I don't think he goes to New York, but I understand your reasoning, Jesse. Makes sense.
I'm going to stick with that one. We'll see you again in like 5 months, 6 months.
I don't think he leaves.
I can't decide. I don't know. But the kickstand remark, people are running too much with it.
And that also came up because I think Michael Irvin told somebody, he was on Rich Eisen or something, he says he thinks Deion would leave to go to Dallas if they drafted Shedeur.
Wow, Michael Irvin said that. I'm really shocked to hear that. Probably the most interesting week of power rankings to date. Ooh. Coming up. Plus, we talked about all of the coaches who might be fired, but who's going to be coach of the year in the NFL? Mm. I think there's a lot of candidates. D'Lo and KC. Plus, James Hamm at the top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
But we're back here, D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. I'll do this for my guy, Joe Brazil. Talk UFC. I didn't watch it. So that's the UFC minute for today. Didn't watch. I saw the highlights, though. I saw John Jones kick Stipe's rib into his back, basically.
Into Bolivian.
Yeah, pretty much. That was vicious. But, yeah, not really my bag. Not against anybody who likes it. Just do what you do, but not really my bag. Not really my bag. I'm more of a boxing guy. But before we went to break, D'Lo had a very nice tease about NFL Coach of the Year. And I got to admit, I'm kind of stumped on this one. I think I know who it is. But if memory serves me correct, didn't he win it last year?
Who do you think it is?
It's Dan Campbell. Did he win last year?
I'll look that up.
Really? Okay.
I could be wrong.
I don't know that I. Okay, Jesse's gonna look that up. Let's get Mitch real quick because Mitch has been waiting for 4 days. Mitch, sorry about that, man. That's my fault. What's up, buddy?
Oh, excuse me, Dave. I've been waiting on for like an hour. He's coming. No, I'll get it right back to you. How you doing,
Mitch?
Kate?
Are we?
Thanks for taking my call.
No, you're welcome.
Mitch, what are you doing? What's going on?
Waves out here. I know you got your palm trees and your cactus trees, so you don't have to worry.
Death Valley,
so you got
Mitch?
Your rain, so that's your winter there. It's all good. Northern California, it's all good.
Yeah, what do you mean? It's raining cats and dogs out here. Then it was just 43 degrees the other day.
You wear a hat, you wear an umbrella. Maybe your rubber's at best. You don't have to shovel anything. You're not going to be getting stuck in snow, right?
Oh, no. Right. You're right.
You can handle it. You guys are young.
No, you got it. You got it.
Oh.
I don't have
any cactus. Yeah, I see this much. It's okay. Now I kind of forget what I wanted to talk about. It's always something.
You want to talk about Dalton Connect, Mitch?
First of all, we could have had Dalton Connect, but we want the short guys. I hope he's lifting right now. Putting lifts in the shoes, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do sometimes. And I like this college football. I like, you see, the Big Ten has gotten better. They got, what, four guys, three, four teams in the top six? The Big Ten is the best conference with a little assist from the Pac-12.
Well, USC should have never left. Look at them now. What are they going to finish, 500? Terrible. Never forgive them for that.
Stop complaining about shoveling snow on the East Coast, too. Nobody told you guys to stay over there. East Coast time zone's trash, by the way. The Kings game was on at midnight.
Well, I like that. I would like that. I would enjoy that.
It was horrible.
Now, I don't know what I would do up until 7 o'clock, though. That's the killer.
That's the thing. We were just like... bars and all that, just like, yeah, there's nothing to watch right now because nothing starts till 8:30.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I one day.
Was Dan Campbell the coach of the year? Did we get that?
Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski.
Two-time coach of the year.
Kevin Stefanski's won it twice?
Twice. Two times. Won it in 2020 as well.
Wow.
Why did he win it last year? Yeah. Over Dan Campbell.
Oh. It went 11-6 last year. I don't even remember what was notable about them.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Joe Flacco, right? He played. That was that thing last year, or was that with the Colts?
No, Joe Flacco was with the Colts last year.
So that's 2 years ago then.
No. He was with the Browns.
He was with the Browns last year.
They lost to the Texans in round one.
Because they started 5-1, right?
Yeah, it was. And Deshaun got hurt, and Flacco came in.
There it is.
He still shouldn't have won, but.
Kevin Stefanski's won Coach of the Year twice. That's crazy.
I don't think Kyle has.
Yeah, we got Stefanski, Daboll, Vrabel, and then Stefanski, and then there's John Harbaugh. Matt Nagy won in 2018.
How many has Kyle Shanahan won?
Zero.
How many has Andy Reid won?
So
it has to be way.
Andy Reid has won one.
Way back?
I think it's one in two. I don't think he's ever won one with Kansas City.
You want to guess the year? You were wrong.
2001? No, 2000, that can't be right.
2003. That's my guess.
Okay.
2002.
Ah.
Really? Really?
Yes, get it right.
Ridiculous. He said three. I said one. It's ridiculous.
The Super Bowl they played was in the 2003 year.
Okay.
Like January of 2003. That's what got me off.
I think if Detroit ends up being the one seed, and I don't feel great about it, but it should be Dan Campbell.
What do you mean you don't feel great about it?
Because Mike Tomlin probably should, if they...
Thank you.
Yes, if they make the playoffs and they're as good with the record and all that, and they're kind of treading where they're going, he should win it, I think.
That's exactly where I was going. Is Mike Tomlin in the Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan category?
It's a two-coach race.
He doesn't have one.
Well, that seems egregious.
The man has... what are they, 8-2? Is that what they are right now? Where are my records?
That sounds right.
8-3, I think.
No, I don't think that's right. They're 8-2. They're 8-2 right now. If the Steelers win tomorrow, if the Steelers beat the Browns tomorrow.
If the Steelers win that division, it should be Mike Tomlin's award.
If the Steelers win tomorrow, that's his 18th straight season with a winning record. Mm. The man has never won Coach of the Year before.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
If they do get the division, though, you got to give it to Mike Tomlin, I think. Dan Campbell's done. What do you mean? Why? He did it with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yeah, I'm with Jesse.
We were all, Russell Wilson stinks of this and that and whatever, and they're going to win the division with Lamar Jackson?
Sean McDermott has an argument. Mm-hmm.
Andy still has an argument.
Andy Reid still has it. Kevin O'Connell has an argument. Wait, is that his name? Now I'm confused.
Kevin O'Connell. Yes, you got it.
That's his real name.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't that your fake name, too?
Yeah, that's what
okay, that, you see why I'm confused.
I'm trying to disrespect
when
Kevin
O'Connell. When two worlds mix.
Yeah.
His real name.
Yeah, I mean, like Kevin O'Connell. But like Mike Tomlin, man, are you kidding me?
You have to give it to Tomlin if they win that division.
Why doesn't Dan Campbell win?
No, I'm not saying Dan Campbell stinks. Like he, it's fine.
Mike Tomlin just did more with less.
That's a coach.
That's the best defense in football.
Yeah, but no one was expecting them to make the playoffs this year before. No one was expecting them, with Fields or Russell Wilson.
I disagree with that. I thought they could make the playoffs.
You always expect them to be around 800 or 500.
I didn't think they'd be 8-2.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd be that good either, but I remember the talk of the summer was they get Brandon Ayuk, they're a Super Bowl team. Like, so to have one player take you there, you have to be a wide receiver at that. You have to be looked at as some kind of talented. Now, to the other argument, people were picking the Lions to win the Super Bowl, so they were already looked at as a good team as well.
Kyle says it. You know what's going to happen is the Broncos are going to make the playoffs. They're going to give it to your boy.
Don't worry. The Miami Dolphins will not let that happen.
There you go. There you go.
Please. Please. Sorry, Young Zell. Young Zell, Broncos fan.
No. Hang in there, Young Zell.
My wife, he's a Steelers fan, I think, too.
Well, good for her. Her coach deserves...
He definitely does deserve it if he gets it. It won't be a day ball situation. It won't be that.
What's more egregious, Tomlin not having one or Shanahan not having one?
Equal.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's equally egregious.
Hell, I'll throw a third one in there, or Andy just having one from 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Him not winning one with Kansas City is crazy. That's crazy.
Probably should have won it the first year they went to the Super Bowl with Mahomes. Maybe when they lost to the Patriots, I mean.
He should have won that first year. That was a magical season.
Tomlin's legit in the category where he's too good. Mm-hmm. That's the Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan category, mm-hmm. which is crazy because Kyle Shanahan doesn't have a title.
Right.
But they've deemed him too good to win Coach of the Year.
How many did Belichick win?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to guess one.
Maybe say two.
Three? He won three?
His last was in 2010.
He won three. We couldn't get in the middle there. You said one, I said two.
Well, yeah.
At 03, 07, 2010. 03, was that the Brady year? Brady's rookie? No, not his rookie year, but was that the year he started?
03 was.
It was 01.
01. Yeah, 01 he started. 03, I don't even know if they made the Super Bowl that year because that was after they beat Philadelphia. That's crazy. I don't even know if he went to the Super Bowl that year. Hmm. And then 10.
You said the
last
one.
Yeah, they beat the Panthers that year in the Super Bowl, 03.
03, okay.
15-1 Panthers? What were they, 14-2?
No, that was a different Panthers team. The team, that was Cam Newton.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was the Broncos. The Broncos beat them.
That was the one they beat was Jake DeLong.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
That was Panthers were 11-5.
The original incarnation of the Panthers.
Shout out Jake DeLong.
Well, what about your boy?
Who?
Jim.
Jim's doing a good job.
It's a 7-3 Chargers team.
He's got Herbert looking good.
Today, he's not coach of the year. If he continues and
coaches with like he's
out, goes like 12-4, like yeah.
If we had coach of the year power rankings, he might be first coach out or somewhere around 5. But he's in the conversation.
All he does is win.
He's in the conversation.
All he does is win.
All right, shut up. Like I get it. Like he's doing a good job.
Are we? Can we?
He's winning without cheating, which is spectacular for him. Well,
settle down. There's no proof that he cheated before.
He does. He doesn't have a Super Bowl.
He got suspended twice in the same season.
That doesn't mean it happened.
He didn't fight it.
He's not trying to be a distraction.
Okay.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl, right?
He hasn't won a Super Bowl.
You can't be one of the greatest. You can't be the greatest of all time until you win in the big boy league.
I disagree with that.
He's not the greatest coach of all time. Stop it.
No, he's not the greatest of all time. But what I was saying, we revisit the. Is he the best coach in football right now?
No.
No.
He's not better than Mike Tomlin.
Okay. Yeah.
Not better than Andy Reid.
Okay. This Chargers team.
I don't know that he's better than Kyle.
I'm just saying, this Chargers team was not good last year.
No, and that's why their coach was fired. This was the most ready-made team that he could have taken.
Ready-made what?
Football team. It was the most ready. He had a quarterback.
Well.
That's fair.
He had a quarterback.
Okay, but.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, well, okay, all right, man.
Let's talk about it, D-Lo.
Hold on, man, because y'all wasn't saying this in September, man. Y'all was questioning Herbert.
No. Wait a second.
Whoa.
You
don't do that.
You're like, why does he get this praise? What does he do? And y'all was saying that.
And that was completely fair. And what did I say when they hired Harbaugh?
I don't remember.
Oh, how convenient.
I don't remember.
How convenient, you don't remember.
He's got the greatest memory of all time, but the one time we need one, he doesn't
know. No, he can tell you what he ate in seventh grade.
Oh, I could tell you about the time Derek Williams' dunk didn't count, but I don't know anything but D-Lo said 2 months ago.
No, yeah, of course not. I said if there is a coach out there that's going to make Herbert live up to everything that they say about him, it's Jim Harbaugh. It's convenient. You forgot that.
And he's done it. He's done it.
You said, what about that? He said, I don't know.
He's done it. All I'm saying is, at some point, he needs to. He's in the conversation. Saquon Barkley MVP type, as being the best coach in the game.
That's fine.
We've got, you're talking about
the best coach in all of football.
We've got like 15. Is it more than that? Maybe almost 20 years of everywhere he goes. Every single place he goes, they start cooking. Now, obviously, Tomlin hasn't left, so that's maybe an unfair argument. Or Andy Reid has only gone 2 places. Or Kyle hasn't. UC San Diego, Stanford, the Niners, Michigan, Chargers, everywhere he goes.
And he has one title.
But he's not
Pete Carroll yet.
Okay. Pete Carroll. That's
one title.
That's fine. I'm just saying. If anybody else did that in any other thing, like everywhere they went, they turned the doldrums into the best. Like, and he's gone to bad teams. Maybe he saw something in those teams that, you know, he was like, I can turn around. But he didn't take over any winning teams. Stanford was about to go to FCS before he got there. And judging by the crowds that they have, they might need to go back.
Was that picture real?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was certain that was fake.
It's getting embarrassing at this point. And I love
Stanford. Pretty damn embarrassing if that picture was real.
I love Stanford. I got love for Stanford, but that can't keep happening. Then you worried about Sac State and what they going to do?
Yeah.
Like, that can't keep.
There's going to be more people standing in the rain for the Causeway Classic than were at that Stanford game if that was real.
That's ridiculous. That's the second or third time they've done that this year. But I'm just saying he's in the convo.
Okay.
He's in the convo.
That's fine.
He's top 5.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. I think you're probably right. It winds up being Dan Campbell's award.
You guys because they love Tomlin, though. You guys have convinced me, man.
Well, they love, like, the, you know who they is. They love them some Dan Campbell.
Feels like we've been building towards that since Hard Knocks.
And that's okay. Like, yeah. It's not like he's not deserving. He's absolutely deserving. I just think it's incredible that Mike Tomlin has never won this award, and he continues to overachieve. And if his team takes care of business against the Cleveland Browns, he has 18 straight.
That is amazing. It feels like we'll never see that again.
I can't, like, not of that. We don't see coaches anywhere for 18 years.
Right. Belichick couldn't do it.
Right. How long? What was Belichick there? Well, Belichick was probably there 20 years, right?
Yeah, but he didn't have 20 straight over 500 seasons, right?
10 and 6, 12-4, 9-7, 12-4, 12-4, 8-8, 8-8, 11-5, 10-6, 11-5, 13-3. 9-6, 8-8, 12-4, 9-7, 9-8, 10-7. Right now they're 8-2.
You guys want to hear a funny story?
That is incredible.
So way back when in 2007, the Miami Dolphins had their choice. Who do they want to hire? Mike Tomlin or Cam Cameron? Didn't want to go with Mike Tomlin. Went with Cam Cameron. Go 1-15 the next year.
Oof.
Mike Tomlin.
Look at Mike Tomlin Dolphins too.
A couple years later, they let Jim Harbaugh get out of the
system
as well. It was
signed
it was
Dante Culpepper instead of Drew Brees.
49ers. Woo!
Mike Tomlin has missed the playoffs 6 times. At 9-8, 8-8, and 9-6-1. Mm. Oh, he missed it once at 9-7.
Mm.
The year after they won the Super Bowl, as a matter of fact. Got to the Super Bowl the next year. Lost the sorry-ass Packers.
Damn it. We really would be able to have some conversations about Aaron Rodgers if they would have handled that one. Damn.
Man, what a coach. What a coach. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is.
Might not be coach of the year, though. Who knows?
But I agree with you guys about him being deserving and probably should win. But I also agree that he's in that Shanahan, Andy Reid category where it doesn't matter what they do.
Yeah.
I think it should just be between them two only, though. I don't think anyone else. Like, the Vikings have kind of looked, they're still good, but they've kind of fallen off a bit from what they were this season. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid, he's too good, I guess, at this point.
Mm. Russell Westbrook's technical foul was rescinded. The league said, okay, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Let's get Jamil in here, 916-909. 1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Jamil?
What's up, boys? What's up, boys? How y'all doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Just to drop in on my opinion, man, I think a little bit of consideration has to be given to Reed. I know it's kind of, you know, I don't know if you guys said his name at all, or, you know, but I mean, for him trying to chase the three-peat, if they get to a playoff, maybe win a couple of playoff games, I mean, I think he has to be in the consideration going for the three-peat as far as coach of the year. And I also wanted to give you guys thanks. I think it was KC last week when Fox hit his 60 ball. You guys are doing that part of the segment on the show where you guys do the price picks over and under and such that. I think it was you, KC, that hit it right on the head, man. Ant-Man, I think, was plus 27 and Fox plus 27 as well. So
go.
I appreciate that part of the segment of the show, man. I think it's cool. I think you guys should keep doing it, man.
I appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, man. And remember, when you listen to those price pick picks, if my man says Tyrese Halliburton, you know what we do on this show. We go less.
Every time.
When they say more, we go less.
Michelle O'Caraway over here. Let's get TC in here. What was really cool about talking to Jamil was hearing ourselves in the background.
Shoot, turn down your radios.
Let's get TC in here on the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. TC, what up, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
TC, what up, my guy?
Yes, sir. My guys, Jesse in the back, man. I see you back, dog. Let's go. I just got a few points. Go ahead, D-Lo. My bad.
No, you good, man. Go ahead, TC.
Hey, nah, but look, on the Kings, though, Dalton sure would help us, though. I don't know about Devin yet, right? We ain't seen the guy, but we see what Dalton is. We was talking about him, you know what I'm saying? So he would help. We ain't going to go down that road like, oh, we should have did this, we should have did that. But, man, that would have been a smart pick, bro, right there for sure. Mm-hmm. He would have helped us, man. We need that dude. But and as far as, like, Jim Harbaugh, man, Jim is a dope coach. Y'all know how I feel about Jim. Give Jim Kyle's tenure, he would have been won a ring, bro. That's all I got.
No, even though he didn't win a ring.
You know he's been in the NFL before.
Even though you can argue he choked away three Super Bowl opportunities, and I love Jim, but all right.
This is not Kyle Shanahan's fault, man.
You knew he was going to get that dig in.
TC funny, man. TC funny. They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. All right, you want to start us off here with our power rankings for the week?
Let's do it. Let's do it. So, last week, as I pull these up, just 1 second, give me a second here. The last week, I had Chiefs, Lions, Steelers, Ravens, Eagles, mm-hmm. with the football team being the first team out.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we'll go backwards.
Or this week.
This week. We'll work backwards here. Ravens are the first team
out. Man, you love you some Ravens.
Yeah, they're the first team out. I mean, they lost to the Steelers.
No, it's
on the road.
Okay.
I'm not going to send them sailing.
No, I understand.
By two. Ravens are the first team out.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles still at five. I've got the Bills at four. They went from not being on the radar to four after their big time win against the Chiefs. I got the Steelers at three.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs at two, Lions at one.
Okay. All right. Last week, I had the Chiefs at number one, the Lions at number two, Steelers at number three, Eagles, Ravens with the Bills as the first team out. This week, a team that you didn't even mention. I have the Vikings as the first team out. And that's after an adjustment to my power rankings when I realized I left the team out. So I had to move the Vikings to the first team out. Still got the Eagles at five. Vomited as I wrote that in there, but I still have the Eagles at five.
Why? Somebody beat them.
Begrudgingly, I have the Steelers at four. I want the Steelers higher. This is where we're different. I dropped Kansas City from one to three and put Buffalo at two.
Okay.
I didn't love Buffalo's schedule, which was kind of why they were the first team out and haven't been given a ton of consideration. But that was a big-time win. It was a big-time performance. It was a big-time MVP moment from Josh Allen. And, you know, if I said I'm not taking the Chiefs out until they lose.
Yeah.
And then I'm not taking them out of the one spot until they lose. Mm-hmm. And when they finally lost, it was like, all right, now, how do I feel about these top three teams? And that's why I went Chiefs at three, Bills at two, and Lions at one.
All right. I mean, it makes sense to me. It all makes sense. I mean, the Bills, that was the win of the year by a lot of people's
standards.
That was a big-time performance, one that they had to have, and they got it done.
You see Chiefs, Bills pulled 31 million viewers.
Wow.
By the way, Jake, if you're listening, if you're finished with your responsibilities that
Jake
you had.
Jake Rude.
Jake has wrapped up his responsibilities from earlier today. Don't think just because we haven't brought it up in a while that we forgot about that Sports Extra conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all was on that day because Sunday was a bit chaotic, but 31 million people watching. I'm sure y'all went into Sports Sunday after that Sports Extra.
Come on.
Jake, I ain't forgot.
Jake, where we at?
I ain't forgot, Jake.
Where we at?
I know you're listening, Jake. And I know if you're not listening, Brendan's listening.
Yeah.
We see y'all. did you see what Michael Parsons said? Now, to be fair.
What did he say this time?
To be fair, what else is he supposed to say? Maybe avoid the subject at all costs.
He can say what Fred Warner said.
What Fred Warner say?
Fred Warner said something to the effect after the game of, you know, I forgot exactly what he said, but something like, we're, you know, in the past, this isn't the way we play football, you know, but right now, this is what we're showing. This is who we are.
Yeah. No, that's not what Micah said. Micah said, we're a damn good football team.
Okay.
Jeez.
Micah.
and Jerry Jones got the same brain.
Micah. Sir, I don't expect you to go on your podcast and go, yeah, man, we suck. But, oh.
There's Micah and then there's CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, it sucks and it's going to get worse.
He got roasted. He got roasted.
I'm out on Micah Parsons. He's a talker to just hear himself, I think, at this point.
I'm telling you, they need to start that no potting clause.
Throw him in there with Draymond Green.
Yeah, Draymond.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Just when I'm showing you a small amount of love.
This guy.
You remind me what a goof you can be.
How long was I gone? You were showing Draymond love?
Yeah, he said he loved Draymond. He said he was going to get a jersey.
None of that happened.
Kenny wouldn't lie to me. I know
we applauded him for his efforts of attempting to choke Rudy Gobert.
Okay, yeah, I get that. No, I saw that. Yeah.
And he's playing good basketball. But then he talks, and it's like, oh, that's why I can't stand you.
Yeah.
Talking about, oh, y'all think I'm dumb. I'm smart. I'm the smartest person out here. Oh, y'all think I'm out of control. I'm more in control of myself than you are of you.
All right, bro.
All right, Draymond. Yeah. I haven't punched Yusuf Nurkic in a month. Have you?
Whose man's is this?
I haven't walked over to the other side of the building and punched Charlie in the nose. Have you ever punched a teammate? Come on, man.
Whose man's is this?
We'll come back. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour. We'll talk Kings basketball here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line is Wednesday. We've got to talk to our man Manny. Manny, what's up, baby?
What up, y'all? We'll talk about this a little bit tonight, but I want to say, like, I see the back and forth that goes on regarding, like, Herter's minutes and Keon's minutes. I will say this, like, for all the sometimes the negativity Mike gets from fans because they're frustrated and they want certain things, like, he does a good job of, whether it took a while to do it, he always thinks long term. Like his thing with it looks like with Keon and with Herter is getting them to play up to their potential long term. It might take a little bit, but Herter might not be hitting shots right now, but I like everything else he's doing on the court. Like the way he his defensive stances, where he is defensively in the plans, like all that. And same with Keon. Like I know Keon kind of played himself out of what happened at the beginning of this year, and it looks like it motivated him. He sees what Mike's pitcher is, and Mike doesn't play with that, you know, and I like that out of Mike. He sees it more as a long-term of what these guys can do and what he really thinks long-term, what they're capable of with their skill sets. But we'll talk about that tonight and a couple other things, and we're going to talk about what do you consider a five-mic album? What constitutes making an album? Five mics. So tune in 8 p.m. tonight on ESPN 1320, Twitch, and YouTube.
My man, look at you, Manny. Manny's he get more pro with these teases, with these plugs for the show tonight, man. Good stuff. Good stuff, Manny. I'm with you on Kevin Herter. I love everything he's doing on the floor. He's just not hitting enough shots. That's all it is. Like the way he's playing basketball, I think is fantastic, and it's fantastic for the Kings. But he's always going to be judged by the way that three drops or doesn't drop. Whether that's fair or not, that's just kind of the name of the game right now. Especially, and part of it is because of how good he actually is at that. And we've witnessed this year, we don't have to go back to Beam Team 1 to see it. We've witnessed this year what a game changer it is when Kevin shots are falling at a consistent clip. I'm interested in the five mic conversation, though. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's something like that is always, you know, it's always
subjective.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's always a fun conversation to have. I'm talking about music and albums. And stuff.
For the young kids out there who don't know, what is a five mic album?
Five mic was the ultimate honor that The Source gave hip hop albums when they ranked hip hop albums in the magazines. The Source gave it. It's like a Dave Meltzer 5-star match.
Gotcha.
They gave it a five mics.
They would review every hip hop album that came out.
Like this was meaningful too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The source carried weight.
Was The Source.
Yeah. The Source carried weight.
It feels like I would say less than 25 five mic albums.
I actually just looked up what albums they've ranked as five mics. I don't think I found all of them, but I found this article from Rock the Bells called it the original 15. Tribe Called Quest, America's Most Wanted, Eric B. Rakim, Let the Rhythm Hit Him, One for All, Brand Nubian got five mics, De La Soul is Dead got five mics, The Low End Theory got five mics, Illmatic, Life After Death, Aquemini, The Blueprint, Stillmatic, that was actually a great album.
It was.
Scarface's The Fix got five mics. The Naked Truth, wow. Trill OG, UGK got five mics. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy got five mics. And that's where my list ends.
They have found this 45 albums got five mic ratings.
Okay.
And what's interesting is they have, I could count right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Only 16 were originally rated as five mic albums. The rest were later amended. So they have albums that were not rated upon their release and were later given five mics in 2002.
Run DMC is on here. Radio, License to Ill, Raising Hell, Criminal Minded, Paid in Full.
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton is on here. All Eyes on Me is on here. The DOC album is on here. No One Can Do It Better.
And then you probably see the same thing. Albums that were originally 4.5 mics,
yeah,
later re-rated to 5.
So someone docked a chronic half a mic, huh? Ready to Die. Okay.
Into the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. Crazy. Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. This is actually stupid. Albums that originally received 4 mics and were later re-rated to 5. This is dumb. The Score is on here. Reasonable Doubt is on here. The Diary from Scarface is on here. Doggy Style is on here. Okay, this is dumb.
I feel like it's got to be original. Now five the source mics,
is dead.
Count.
Yeah, now this is why the source is dead. This is ridiculous nonsense. That's stupid.
I wonder how many five mic albums have been made since, you know, they stopped doing this.
What, like, you got an album off the top of your head you could say is five mics?
Is Damn a five mic album?
Yes.
Damn is probably a five mic album.
So is Good Kid.
Good Kid is definitely a five mic album.
What is Drake's biggest? Just Take Care?
Drake might have it. Nah, when you talk about five mics, Take Care is definitely a five mic album. So Far Gone eventually turned into an album. That might have been five mics.
Mm. 4.5.
Does Cole have one?
I was just thinking about
Forest Hills might.
It's one of my favorites, but I don't know if that fits.
I think Forest Hills is probably the only one, though.
But the criteria is so different because it's like, you know, some people would say five mic albums got to be no skips or whatever. And I don't think that's true.
What about Kanye?
Oh, man.
I know Kanye. He is who he is. But.
Kanye might lead the league in five mic albums, to be honest with you. He might lead the league.
Well, they rated My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy five mics.
What came after
that?
Life of Pablo, but I don't think that's...
I wouldn't do that for five.
But he's got this first three or five mic albums.
Not according to the source.
They tripping.
The College Dropout is a five mic album. I don't think
Graduation.
I don't think that's
or
a
late
five.
Registration.
Late Registration. I don't think is a five mic album. Graduation might be.
Yeah, I definitely.
Graduation has Stronger, Good Life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. What's the other one? That's the one I was thinking of. Yep.
Yeah, nah, it's he got it. He got like four or five. He got like four or five. And I'm with you.
Black Album might be five mics.
It should be.
I know 444 is five mics for me.
It should be. Absolutely. But I don't know if he had one outside of that. I mean, the Blueprint 3. Nah.
Cardi?
Gangster.
Is Cardi five mics?
I would have given five mics. Invasion.
I'm damn near. I'm this close to giving Glorilla's album five mics.
Invasion.
I'm not. But I'm close.
Invasion of Privacy was
a, yeah, it was hot.
That was a dope album. That was a real dope album. So yeah.
This will be a fun conversation on the Chatty House after party tonight. Tap in here. Set your alerts on the YouTube channel. That's the best way to do it. YouTube or Twitch. Just there's a little bell in the upper right hand corner. Hit the bell. It'll alert you when the Chatty House goes live, and you can see Manny, Tasha, and the crew do their thing. Zay does a great job. Tasha does a great job. Katrina does a great job cutting up those videos and getting them out there. James Hamm going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour. Manny started that call by talking about Kevin Herter and Keon Ellis and kind of those guys. And maybe one of the things Mike's struggling with is getting the most out of his players, like allowing them to develop a little bit. And sometimes I think guys have performances that end those conversations. And I wonder if Keon had a performance on Monday, because there was questions. Like, Keon had played like 10 minutes the game before. I think we had questions about what exactly is going on with Keon Ellis and Mike Brown. And then he goes out there in that game. You have all of these injuries. He's getting major minutes and he's lighting the world on fire with the way he's shooting from three. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, does that end any conversation? Like, do we wonder about Keon Ellis's minutes moving forward?
I don't think
was that single performance enough?
Yeah, I don't think we should. I'm trying to think of what it's going to look like when everybody's back. And, yeah, I think Keon should be part of that rotation. Maybe Jordan isn't or is. I don't know. Because we're looking now at you've got Trey Lyles being the four or the five. You, when he's the four, maybe you're going with Alex Len or Orlando. I think Herter fluctuates with that backup three. Like, that's where the minutes, you know, get distributed a certain way. And then you got Malik. Herter's already a starter, but I'm saying, but then you got Malik and Keon, I guess, for, you know, backup guard
you
minutes.
You sound unsure.
Well, because I don't know. I feel like Jordan has maybe earned an opportunity. Not over anybody, but he's earned an opportunity to be in.
But I feel like Keon has earned an opportunity over a long stretch of time here.
He has. Well, that's what I'm saying. He has. And I don't think Jordan should get minutes so Keon sits.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Jordan has earned some, with his play, has earned some time out there. I don't know if it's, you know, 2-3 minutes here to close mm-hmm. a quarter or close a half, but yeah, getting him out there. I mean, his shooting alone is something that, you know, could help spread the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm with you and a lot of other people. Yeah, Keon is should be verified that he's in the rotation, but it's going to be interesting to see how those minutes are divvied up with everybody coming back.
Yeah, and it feels like, I mean, we certainly don't know this, but indications are perhaps that DeMar will be back. Domas will be back. And perhaps Malik will be back. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a practice report today. Did they practice?
I know they were, but I didn't see anything.
I know they were off yesterday. Maybe Mike is doing a night practice tonight since the guys had the day off yesterday. And I think I saw, you know, some of them were out doing some food drive work and different things like that. So maybe they're practicing tonight. James is going to join us here in just today's Wednesday, right? Yeah. James is going to join us here in just a minute. We'll ask him about what the Kings practice schedule is moving forward. I'm acting like I'm not on that email chain and we can't look for ourselves. But the lineups that we've seen over the course of the last three games, it feels like it's going to change, at least. Which everyone is obviously hoping for. That's what everyone wants. There seem to be some strong indications on Tuesday that some changes are ahead and perhaps the cavalry is on their way back.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. Let's get everybody back out there. But, you know, what a great problem to have where you had these guys that had to step up, you know, in the short absence of your starters. And they showed some things. Orlando Robinson showed some things.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan showed some things.
Mm-hmm.
Keon stepped up when he got the opportunity. So, you know, now with these guys coming back, maybe it allows Mike to not play these guys 39 minutes or something like that. You know, maybe they, you know, can play 33 minutes and you're still getting good minutes from a Keon, from a Trey Lyles, and those guys coming off the bench. So that's where we talk about maybe this was a little bit of a blessing to a certain degree.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I think one of the best things for me, and we were talking about this a little bit with Will earlier, the Orlando Robinson. And I think it'll be fun to see how Orlando fits, if he does, with guys like Malik and Domas, and whether he gets, you know, worked into the rotation as all.